us off and running on this now Thursday morning here on The Fan, your overnight oasis back in effect. It is Gordon Damer with you here. The number, of course you know, 888-808-1019. As we take you up until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. And what do you think we're going to be talking about tonight? Looking ahead to the quarterfinals of the World Cup. How about that Wimbledon? Huh? That thing is still going on. Not sure who's winning, who's not. Nah, we're going to talk about the Yankees because they require our attention. We have reached that point of the season. And it's almost like, I don't even know if it was a real thing, the Bermuda Triangle. Remember when you were a kid, you heard about the Bermuda Triangle all the time? Never really knew when you entered it. You didn't know when you exited it. I don't even know if it's a real thing. But that's where the Yankees are at right now. They are in their stretch of forgetting how to play baseball. Forgetting how to hit. Forgetting how to work out walks. Sometimes forgetting how to run the bases. Sometimes forgetting how to catch the baseball. It's not anything new. We've seen it time and time and time again. And even though it seems like it happens perennially with this manager, Aaron Boone, and now the Yankees find themselves in even worse shape after another loss to the Rays last night, in which they put up no offense, went down meekly. Even on the broadcast going to the ninth inning, Michael Kay didn't even say, did the Yankees have a rally in their bones? He even knew. There was no rally. I don't even know if there's any bones left at this point, to be quite honest. 3-0 the final down in Tampa. So the Yankees are still in the midst. You keep hoping one day to wake up and think, hey, maybe the Yankees will wake up. And maybe it will happen at some stretch. Maybe it'll happen this weekend. Maybe it'll happen closer to the trade deadline. Maybe it'll happen when Aaron Judge comes back. Hopefully not that long, right? At some point, you have to wake up and play baseball, which it seems like the Yankees are just incapable of doing. And the only thing, as a Yankee fan, that keeps me somewhat hopeful is the fact we've seen this team do this the last 3 or 4 years. This happens. They hit a stretch. You've seen this movie before. And it's not even like they're trying to change the script all that much. It's the same movie, basically. But they get off to a great start. For whatever reason, they hit a stretch. Sometimes it's injury. Sometimes it's unexplainable. But they hit a stretch where they forget how to play baseball. And at first, generally, the manager downplays it, kind of like he did this time, right? I think it was like the 5-game losing skid that he just, you got to love this stuff. You got to eat it up. Yeah, the Yankees are really eating it up right now. They're playing great. Really, really coming together, Skip. Doing a phenomenal job of whatever goes on when the Yankees are not playing games. But now the losing skid is 11 of 13, 14 of 18. In the last 20 games, they have the worst record in the sport at 5 and 15. And they've scored the fewest runs in that span as well. And they're averaging 2.8 runs a game. And again, the only thing that would make you feel somewhat better as a Yankee fan is you've seen this before. And as strange as it is when they fall into this stretch, they seem to come out of the stretch at some point. Now, they're not out of it yet. Who knows when that might take place? I don't think that this is similar. I think it was Joel Sherman was bringing it up on his podcast about maybe the Yankees this year or the Mets from last year, where they get off to a great start, and then the rest of this, the Mets, they just never really got out of it. It was just a slow collapse to the finish line on that final day, missing out on a playoff spot. I think the Yankees are a better team than that, but it's kind of hard to make that case right now considering how they are playing. And look, there's been a lot of talk over the last 24 hours, and you got to help me on this at 888-808-1019, because I don't get it. Maybe I'm just old. Maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I've lost my mind. I'm not sure. But there's been a lot of talk about whether or not Anthony Volpe would be or would not be willing to move to second base. There was a report from Michael Kay who said he had heard that he had rejected a possible move to second base. Then he came out and said, oh, my sources were wrong. Joel Sherman had said the same thing earlier this season. He didn't say his sources were wrong, at least not that I've seen. Yankees came out and denied it. Volpe came out and denied it. Here's the thing. Who cares? Who cares if he moves to second base? Is he going to be any better of a player at second base than he is? Well, maybe defensively. Is that the main concern? Is the main concern with Anthony Volpe whether he plays shortstop or second base? He stinks either place. The only time it matters of will a guy be willing to change position is if both guys are good. The Yankees don't have two good guys at short. Now, they have one guy who's better than the other guy, but neither of them are very good. So it doesn't matter if Anthony Volpe is playing second base outside of the fact that Jazz Chisholm should be good enough to play second base, and he's not. And if he's so bad that we're even floating the possibility of Anthony Volpe, will he or won't he play second base, well, then the Yankees are kind of screwed in that realm. What does it matter if Anthony Volpe wants to or doesn't? How is that fixing anything? He can't hit. The Yankees can't score runs. That's the problem right now. Now, I'm not saying it's the only problem right now, but the main problem with the Yankees, they don't score. They strike out all the time. They don't score runs. They're not working out walks. They don't get enough hits. Everybody's in like a malaise. That's the problem. Moving Anthony Volpe, you could put him on the moon. It's not going to make him any better of a hitter. It doesn't matter if he moves to second base or not. I keep hearing, well, should he move to second base? What does it matter? The guy can't hit. He's never been able to hit. And he can't hit now. You know, when the Yankees got A-Rod, that was a conversation. All right, Jeter's the shortstop. A-Rod moves to third. It wasn't much of a debate. But, you know, you got two good guys who generally play the same position. You got to work that out. Who gives a rat's behind who plays short? I mean, Volpe plays second. He plays short to play third. Be a catcher. He can't be any worse than what we got behind the plate already. Throw behind there. Like, what does it matter? Why are we focusing on whether or not he wants to play second base or not? The bigger problem is that Jazz Chisholm can't hit his way out of a paper bag. He's been brutal. But Anthony Volpe, wherever he plays, it doesn't really matter if he's not going to give us some offense. Now, the one part of the shortstop conversation about between Volpe and Caballero is there are times where someone's opinion on one thing will filter into how you feel about them on everything, right? Like if they can't just admit something which is blatantly obvious, you can't take their judgment on anything else after that. So the fact that the Yankees still aren't willing to admit that Jose Caballero playing shortstop gives them a better chance to win on most nights than Anthony Volpe, I can't trust your judgment on anything else, buddy. That's kind of a deal breaker at that point. It's been clear, it's been obvious for a while now. I understand he was a first-round pick. It ain't working. It ain't working. Now, he's not the only one it's not working with. But I don't know why this is so hard for the Yankees to admit. Anthony Volpe is not a good shortstop. And this soft approach that they have where they don't criticize anybody publicly, and I have a hard time believing they criticize anybody behind the scenes either. I would just say, how's it working? How's it working? You know, it feels like when, and the reason why it goes back to Aaron Boone is because it really feels like it really hit. And the reason that Aaron Boone is here is because Joe Girardi was seen as being too hard on the players, was too critical of them publicly, even though go find evidence of Joe Girardi ripping any Yankee player publicly. Ripping them. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find. The one thing that came to mind was when he was talking about Sanchez and his defense behind the plate, and he basically said it had to be better. He didn't say, oh my God, this guy, get him out. You know, he didn't rip him. But since Aaron Boone, and the reason Aaron Boone got the job was because they wanted somebody who was more collaborative. And it felt like the idea of bringing in Aaron Boone, a new voice, and remember, back then it was the Young Bombers, was to unlock the potential of the young players. Well, most of the young players are all gone now. Their potentials was never unlocked. The one guy that got unlocked was obviously Aaron Judge, who I think I could have been the manager, and he probably would have worked that out. But I would just say, it feels like over the last 9 years, the Yankees have had a very soft love. Is that an approach? Tough love is an approach. It's like a soft parenting style. And I would just say, how's that worked? Do you feel like you've gotten the best out of your players with that approach? It doesn't feel like it. Certainly not for the baby bombers, the Gary Sanchez's, the Clint Frazier's, the Miguel Andujar's. Now, maybe that was just a talent issue. Maybe. Although it seemed like those guys had some talent at some point. Even Clint Frazier, for a short while, that one season, he put up an OPS of 900. I couldn't stay healthy. Okay, fine. Whatever. But it doesn't feel like that soft love approach has worked out too well. And it certainly doesn't seem like it's working out with Anthony Volpe. Can you point to what the progress has been? And it feels like a pretty familiar trend line. Now, maybe not with Volpe because he's never really had a great offensive season at any point where you thought to yourself, oh boy, outside of maybe his first year where you thought, all right, he's a young player, first season, not terrible, grow from here. He's not grown. So this approach of making sure we coddle, let's not come down too hard on them. Let's not be too tough. Maybe that's why they can't overcome adversity. Is that a possibility? So in terms of the Yankees' judgment, until they're willing to admit that the team is better served with Jose Caballero at shortstop rather than Anthony Volpe, it's kind of hard to take their judgment on anything else because they are clearly, there are biases that they have that they are just not willing to admit. You know, if Anthony Volpe had done what Jose Caballero has done and vice versa, there's no question in my mind Anthony Volpe would be the everyday shortstop all the time. And Caballero would bounce here, bounce there, and maybe bounce off the team at some point. But because it's Anthony Volpe, and he's the former first-round pick, we got to make sure this becomes a thing. It's like when Hollywood forces an actor down your throat. They just keep putting them in things, and they're just not good all the time. That guy Glenn Powell, you know that actor Glenn Powell? He's just in stuff all the time. It's like, it's not working. He's not the guy. Stop putting him in things. That's Anthony Volpe. The Yankees just keep putting him out there, hoping, and you know, at some point it's going to work. At some point it's going to work. So if you want to have some optimism about the New York Yankees, which is very hard to do right now considering how poorly they played. Again, 11 of 13, 14 of 18, last 20, worst team in baseball. I'd like to think at some point that they will snap out of this because they have snapped out of it before. But it has to happen before Aaron Judge comes back because, again, I was listening to, what was it, Boomer and Geo? Yes, Boomer and Geo yesterday. And somebody called up and said, well, you know, I think that Judge is not coming back. And the Yankees are hiding that because they're worried about ticket sales. Who knows? In this day and age, who knows? I can't rule anything out. But whether or not they're hiding it or not, that is immaterial. There's a very good possibility that he does not come back this year. Based on the fact we don't even know a timetable for the first step in his recovery. When he went down, it was 4 to 6 weeks, which we are in the middle of right now. He has not apparently been retested. Whenever he does get retested, if the tests come back good, well, okay, then he can start to ramp up. At that point, when is he back by then? August? And that's if everything comes back as they wish, which if everything was going well, we would have heard about that by now. I don't think that they're keeping this as a happy surprise for the weekend. Hey, by the way, guys, Aaron Judge is coming back. No, I don't think that they're keeping this from us because it's good news. Let's put it that way. But it's just more of the same with the New York. This is just what goes on in the summertime. And there are no repercussions. There are no ramifications. This is just what the Yankees do. So am I at the point where I think the Yankees will not make the playoffs? No, I'm not. Because I've seen them go through this before. Maybe this is the different one. Maybe it is. Look, with me, I'm a big believer in you are not special. I tell this to my kids all the time. I tell this to my wife all the time. You are not special. When you catastrophize things and you make it out of the worst case scenario, the 1 in 1 million chance that you have this rare disease, you're not special. It's just a cold. It's just a mosquito bite. It's just a normal thing that, whatever it is, it's a normal thing. It's not the worst case scenario. With the And look, last year, I was the one person right down to the end saying, don't worry, Mets are going to make the playoffs. Of course they're going to lose out to the Reds. Come on. So I think the Yankees will make the playoffs. Who knows? Maybe it's not. This is the year where it doesn't happen. But I'm going to believe until I see it with my own eyes that I think that they're still going to make it. But that's not the point. Whether they make the playoffs or not, that's not really the goal. The goal is to get into the playoffs and win a World Series. And I can say with a high level of confidence, a team that does that don't look like this. Not for 3 weeks, not for a month, not for this kind of stretch of time where they can't do anything right. And the fact that they're not hitting is puzzling, right? There are guys in the lineup who should be hitting. So if those guys eventually waken up, but it's all the other things. They're not a well-built team. They're not a team that's built to do a whole lot of things well. And if the offense doesn't perform any better than this anytime soon, it's not going to matter. And the one guy who has not gotten nearly enough blame has been Cody Bellinger. That guy has been dreadful. In the month that Judge has been sidelined, Bellinger's slash line, 185, 265, 293. He's essentially been Austin Wells. We have one Austin. We don't need another Austin. Well, we got too many of them as it is. But that's what Cody Bellinger, the new big free agent acquisition, you know, the re-signing of him was the big offseason move for the New York Yankees. And in his time to shine, to carry the load, to shoulder the offensive load for the New York Yankees, he has been dreadful. And so has Jazz Chisholm. Dreadful. Those two guys are expected to be counted on to carry the load. And they've done none of it. So I'm sure as we get closer to the trade deadline, all these names are going to get thrown out there. Oh, the Yankees are going to add this guy. They're going to add that guy. It's hard to take their judgment all too much and trust in it when they can't get the basic stuff right. And Jose Caballero playing over Anthony Volpe at shortstop is about as basic as it can get. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Let's squeeze in a couple of calls in here. We'll go to Joey Clams is in Brooklyn. Joey, what's going on, my friend?
Yeah, enough's enough. This is unacceptable. This has been in it with this regime, with this daddy ball and this cream puff manager. And the middle infield has been terrible under him. You know what? We've been below average with the infield. And you know what? The coaching staff inside that dugout is terrible. There's no fight. There's no fire in the belly. You need a guy. Listen, you're not going to fire Boone. Get rid of his coaches by the All-Star break. Put Willie Randolph in there. He can work with the middle innings. He's got fundamental and technique around the bag. feet work and hand work. He was a great, great second baseman, number five in WAR. Everybody likes to go to the stats. You need a lieutenant in there. If Boone doesn't do it, none of the players do. Look at the body language. Oh, there's no fight. It's the same thing every year. It's the same thing. No fight, no nothing. Get Willie Randolph in that dugout. He's old Yankee blood. Derek Jeter talks about it. Pride and tradition. That's how the Yankees been for over 100 years. Not with this team, not with this regime. And all the antics that go on with Jazz Chisholm. He couldn't handle Torres, and now he can't handle Chisholm. And you know what? And the ball finds you. Matador D, he plays. He's got squirrel arms with the glove. Get Willie Randolph in that dugout.
You put a lot of pressure on Willie Randolph. You got to fix this whole thing. Well, look, here's the thing with the Yankees and you know, Boone, I said last time I was on, if you can't go and win this series and it continues to spiral, obviously the message is not getting through to the players. But unfortunately, with the Yankees are a situation where they don't judge it on results. I don't know what internal metrics they use, but it's not based on results. Based on results, yeah, you would think that Aaron Boone would be on the hot seat. A team that is expected this year is, and it's not just my expectations or your expectations or Vegas's expectations. It's based on the expectations of the team. Why do you think they're spending all this money? Why do you think they have one of the highest payrolls in the sport? They expect to go to the playoffs, win in the playoffs, and make a World Series, win a World Series. That should be the expectation for a team this veteran-laden. And now you're mired in a slump where you are not just a bad team, not just a mediocre team, the worst team in the sport. And yet everyone knows it's an open secret. The manager's job is safe. Why? Because the results really don't matter. Because he's collaborative. He works with the team. And the Yankees, the mantra of the Yankees, I say it all the time, often wrong, but never in doubt. Often wrong. They often get proven wrong, but the plan was always perfect. Just kind of went, you know, the playoffs, they're a crapshoot. The plan is always perfect. It never works out, but it's not a result of the plan because the Yankee front office came up with the plan. How could that be the? It can't be the thing that's wrong. 888-808-1019. Let's go out to Moose is in Jamaica. Moose, what's going on, my man?
Morning, Gordon. How are you?
I'm good.
Good to be here. So, yeah, real quick. When it comes to the Yankees, we know the injuries have ravaged them.
Let's get the average, you know, before you go on. Judge is hurt. That's the thing. Judge is hurt. All right, look, he's a great player. He's the best hitter in the sport. Absolutely. But they've not really been ravaged by injuries.
And you're making my point for me. I'm just saying the other stars that, besides Stanton's usual missing of games, Freed, now Rodon. But we saw this in 23, 24, and 25 without Judge being hurt in 24 and in 25. The summer swoon, whatever you want to call it. Right. So, like you mentioned earlier to open the show in your monologue, that's why I'm not concerned that we're going to miss the playoffs. It's going to be a free fall like it was in 2023 because there are pieces like Rice, Bellinger, and Goldschmidt, even though those two have been a shell of themselves recently. But I expect with the All-Star break, whether Bellinger's participation and Goldschmidt's rest from games at his old age, you know, his ripe old age of 30, whatever, is going to give him some bearings. Now, to get to the root of the issue of the supporting cast, whether it be Jackson was a former All-Star or people like Grisham, people like Rosario, people like McMahon, people that really haven't been hitting their, you know, contributing to a point where it was when we were winning games and blowing teams out. Right. So I'm guessing that whatever moves happened in the deadline, and I've been saying this for a while, I think we need to get Mike Trout. I think we need to get Ryan Jeffers or Hunter Goodman, but I don't see the Rockies giving him up. And maybe one or two bullpen pieces, and you send Bird down, and maybe another pitcher, if they have options, is not DFA, one of the long relievers, Yarbrough or Blackburn. and then prepare for October with as much of the deck stacked, you know?
But this is not, look, Moose, this is not, like, you cannot, I don't see how any Yankee fan, I understand why you would want it to be the case. But when the Yankees are so stubborn that they won't admit that one shortstop gives them a better chance to win than another shortstop, why would you think that they won't be stubborn enough to think, no, no, a lot of these guys that you all want to get rid of, nah, we're going to, these guys are going to click in the second half. These guys, Jake Bird is going to click. We're going to get something out of Doval. He's going to be part of the solution here. Like, they're not going to make wholesale changes. They'll probably add a catcher. They add relievers. It seems like they add relievers a lot. But this wholesale change is not going to happen. And I can tell you another thing right now. Mark my word, I will never be proven more right on this. Fleegs has a chance, a better chance, to be the Yankees' starting catcher than the Yankees trading for Mike Trout. There is zero chance of that happening. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Coming up, more of your phone calls on the Yankees. We'll get into the Mets some as well. With coming off a win against the Royals, what's next for them moving forward? And the name that's been bantied about a lot these last couple of days, Francisco Lindor. Got some thoughts on that. We'll get to it next. 888-808-1019. Just getting started on a Thursday. It is Gordon Damer, your overnight oasis right here on The Fan.